From Sports Illustrated, I'm Albert Breer, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, October the 30th. Jet safety Jamal Adams called out first-year general manager Joe Douglas on Twitter for going behind his back and shopping him at the trade deadline. Adams said he told Douglas he would like to remain with the Jets last week, but a trade with the Cowboys almost materialized anyway. Douglas said none of the trade conversations were initiated by him. He said his policy is to listen to all offers and nobody is untouchable except for a franchise quarterback. Despite Douglas's claims, the Giants sent the Cowboys a counteroffer before deciding against the trade. Douglas said, "It was simple communication. We did not call anyone. We were not shopping Jamal. I can promise you that." Adams, via Twitter, said, "I was told by my agent that the GM went behind my back and shopped me around to teams, even after I asked him to keep me here. Crazy business." Former All-Pro cornerback Antonio Cromartie says he was cut by the Colts in 2016 for kneeling during the national anthem. Cromartie says former Colts head coach Chuck Pagano told the team not to protest during the anthem, and Cromartie did so anyway before two games. Cromartie was cut following week four, with Pagano telling the cornerback, according to Cromartie, it was because of other secondary players getting healthy. Cromartie, a four-time Pro Bowler and one-time All-Pro, got one tryout following his release from the Colts and never played in the NFL again. Cromartie says he spoke to members of his family who served in the military before his protest and said they fought for his right to kneel. Cromartie said, "At the end of the day, the only thing we did was give a voice to people that didn't have a voice, and it brought more attention to what was really going on." These comments were made to Bleacher Report's Master Tisfastian. The Rams traded injured cornerback Aqib Talib to the Dolphins along with a fifth-round pick in exchange for a 2020 seventh-rounder. The Dolphins essentially bought a draft pick with this move, with Talib currently on IR with injured ribs. The Rams dumped the remaining $4.2 million of Talib's salary as the cornerback becomes an unrestricted free agent following the season. It is uncertain whether or not Talib will play this season. He is eligible to return by Week 15 and is a five-time Pro Bowler. Miami now has 14 potential picks in the 2020 draft. Rams head coach Sean McVay said, "Everything we do in the best interest of the team, long-term and short-term. Nothing but a lot of great things from our end on Talib and what he's meant to us." The Bengals announced Tuesday that starting quarterback Andy Dalton would be benched in the first game following the team's bye this weekend. The team announced the move 3 hours before the trade deadline, limiting Dalton's options to stay on the field this season. Rookie Ryan Finley is slated to take over starting duties in Week 10. Dalton has been the Bengals' starter since they drafted him in the second round in 2011. The 9-year vet is second in team history in passing yards and tied for first in passing touchdowns. Dalton has a completion percentage of 60.4 this season, and he's thrown for 2,252 yards, 9 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions. Dalton said, "It happened 3 hours before the deadline. I wish they would have, at least, if he was thinking about it, at least let me try to see if I could end up somewhere, or at least see if there was interest in possibly getting traded. At that point, the way it was all handled, there wasn't even enough time for that to happen." And finally, Redskins left tackle Trent Williams ended his holdout and reported to the team on Tuesday, but did not practice on Wednesday. Williams passed his physical, but NFL Network's Ian Rappaport says Williams may not be healthy enough to practice. Williams was on the trading block ahead of the deadline, but the Redskins were looking for a first-round pick or a playmaker in return. The Redskins reportedly inquired about Browns corner Denzel Ward, but were rebuffed. Williams had to report prior to 4 p.m. Eastern Time Tuesday to receive credit for playing this season. He hasn't spoken publicly about the reasons for his holdout. Williams is owed a base salary of $10.85 million this season, which rises to $12.5 million next season. His holdout cost him about $7 million. And that's the MMQB News for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.